Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. What a session. A broad-based rally really taking hold.
Absolutely. Buyers were definitely in control today. It felt like there was hardly any interference from sellers, and the indices just climbed steadily, closing near their highs. Classic fear of missing out, squeezing those sidelined investors back in.
So what were the main sparks behind this fire? I heard a few things were brewing.
Three big ones. First, the president announced a delay on those EU tariffs until July 9th. That's a big sigh of relief, allowing more time for negotiation. Apparently, President von der Leyen is keen to accelerate talks.
That's significant. And what about yields? They've been a pressure point.
Took a welcome step back. Reports that Japan might reduce its ultra-long bond issuance helped. The 10-year note yield, dropped 8 basis points to 4.43%, importantly dipping below that 4.50% level. And the 30-year? Down 10 basis points to 4.94%, also breaking below its key 5.00% mark.
Wow, those are some meaningful moves in the bond market. And the third catalyst?
Consumer confidence. A solid jump in May to 98.0, crushing the consensus of 87.0. This came off a downwardly revised 85.7 for April. Plus, average 12-month inflation expectations eased a bit from 7.0% to 6.5%.
That's a strong print. So which sectors really ran with this news?
It was pretty broad, but the big drivers were consumer discretionary, up a whopping 3.0%, information technology gaining 2.6%, and communication services, which rose 2.1%. These were the only three to outperform the S&P 500 itself.
Interesting. Mega caps and small caps both joining the party too, I see. And on the flip side, any laggards?
Well, laggards is relative on a day like this, but utilities and energy saw the smallest gains, both up around 0.8%. And with the tariff temperature cooling, the VIX, the fear gauge, tumbled 13.6% to 19.25. The advanced decline line was strong too, better than 6-1 on the NYSE and over 2-1 on the NASDAQ.
That paints a clear picture of buying pressure. Now, looking at the broader market sentiment, SPY and QQQ have been showing some interesting action, right?
Definitely. The SPY's recent bars, if you look at a 30-minute chart, show a gradual upward trend. Volume picked up on those upward moves, which is what you want to see. It's been consolidating a bit after the rise, but the 50-period moving average is trending up, acting as good dynamic support.
And QQQ similar?
Very similar. Upward movement, noticeable volume on the up bars, and holding above its 50-period moving average. That signals underlying strength. And, the VXX, which tracks volatility, has been declining. That often correlates with increased confidence in equities, a positive sign for SPY, and QQQ.
Makes sense. From a sector perspective, within that sentiment, communication services and technology are showing that increased volume and upward price action you mentioned.
Exactly. While sectors like real estate are consolidating, maybe indicating some weakness or stagnation, and utilities are reflecting more defensive positioning, the flow into tech and communication suggests a risk-on environment, which is generally good for growth-oriented sectors.
So recapping those macro drivers, the tariff delay is huge, providing that breathing room.
Absolutely critical. And those treasury yields stepping back, with the 10-year breaking below 4.50% and the 30-year under 5.00%, that certainly greased the wheels for equities.
And that consumer confidence number, 98.0 against an 87.0 consensus, that's a significant beat. It seems directly tied to the tariff pause, wouldn't you say?
No doubt. The report even noted that about half the responses came after the news on May 12th about the U.S. and China pausing reciprocal tariffs. That clearly triggered a rally and improved the economic outlook for many.
Got it. What about other economic data? I saw durable goods orders were out.
Yeah, a bit of a mixed bag there. Total durable goods orders decreased 6.3% month over month in April, but that was better than the 8.1% drop expected. Transportation was the big drag, down 17.1%. If you strip out transportation, orders actually rose 0.2%. which was also better than the flat consensus.
But the takeaway there was a drop in business spending, right?
That's the key. New orders for non-defense capital goods, excluding aircraft, fell 1.3%. That's a closely watched proxy for business investment, so a bit of a concern there despite the headline beats.
And quickly on housing, the FHFA Home Price Index was down 0.1% month over month, and the S&P Case-Shiller was up 4.1% year-over-year, a slight deceleration. So some moderation there.
Indeed. Overall, though, the positive catalysts, especially the tariff news and falling yields, really overshadowed any mixed data points today.
All right, let's shift gears to earnings. What caught your eye from today's reports? PDD Holdings seemed to be under some serious pressure.
Oh, definitely. PDD was down about 13.6%. The Chinese e-commerce giant, which runs Pinduoduo and Temu, reported Q1 results. And while revenue grew 10% year-over-year to $13.18 billion, that was below what analysts were looking for.
A top-line miss is never good. Was that the only issue?
Not at all. Profitability took a big hit. Non-GAAP operating profit fell 36%, and non-GAAP net income was down 45%. They're making, quote, substantial investments in their platform ecosystem to support merchants, especially with changes in the external environment. Think tariffs and trade tensions.
So investing for the long term, but it's hurting short-term profits. And that 10% revenue growth, is that a new trend?
It's their lowest in any quarter in the past 5 years. They've warned about a slowdown as they scale. But this was also accelerated by that, quote, external environment and intensified competition in Chinese e-commerce. They also mentioned limitations in passing on policy incentives to consumers, putting their merchants at a disadvantage.
So the investments are a big concern for investors. Sounds like probably more than just the slowing growth or trade tensions.
I think so, especially since they said this could weigh on profitability for a considerable period. That kind of language always makes investors nervous.
Understood. Any other earnings of note today? AutoZone reported.
Yes, AZO missed by $1.75 on EPS, but did beat on revenues. And Bank of Nova Scotia, BNS, missed by 3 Canadian cents with revenues in line.
Okay, looking ahead then. Wednesday is shaping up to be a busy one for earnings.
It really is. Before the bell on Wednesday, we're watching Abercrombie and Fitch, ANF, Bank of Montreal, BMO, Capri Holdings, CPRI, Columbus McKinnon, CMCO, Dick's Sporting Goods, DKS, and a few others like MINISO, MNRO, and Photronics Plab.
And after the close on Wednesday, that's usually when the tech titans report.
You bet. We've got Salesforce, CRM, NVIDIA, NVDA. That's the big one everyone will be watching. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, HPQ, Snowflake, Snow, UiPath, Path, and C3.AI, AI, among others. So a really significant slate.
Indeed. And just a quick peek at Thursday. More retail and tech?
Yep. Thursday pre-market includes Best Buy, BBY, Burlington, BRL, Dollar General, DG, actually Dell. Dell is after hours Thursday, my mistake there. But also Foot Locker, Florida, Hormel, HRL, and Kohl's, KSS. After hours on Thursday, we get Costco, Cost, Dell, as I said, Gap, GPS, Marvell, MRVL, and Zscaler, ZS.
Okay, lots to digest on the earnings front. Let's talk about stocks showing some serious momentum. What's on the continuation breakout list? What are you seeing in terms of sector strength for these setups?
Well, the analysis covering the last month, especially the last 10 days, really highlights the technology sector. ETFs like QQQ and key tech stocks, Microsoft, Tesla, Google, have shown significant momentum and trading volumes. QQQ, for instance, had a crescendo of volume and upward price movement around May 24th, suggesting strong bullish sentiment.
So, specific tickers leading this charge, who's looking good for a continuation?
Tesla, or TSLA, is definitely one. It's seen consistent volume influx and price stability above key support. We're looking at key support around 359.50, 357.80, and 355.30. Resistance is at 364.00, then 366.00. The prediction is for TSLA to test that 364.00 resistance. If that 359.50 support holds, an upward move towards 366.00 is plausible.
Entry point around 359.50 support, with a stop below 357.80 then? Interesting. What about Netflix, NFLX?
NFLX is another one, exhibiting solid bullish signs, making higher highs. Key support levels are around 12.0, 6.77, 1205.00. Resistance at 1212.00, then 1215.00. With the recent volume surge, it might continue its upward trajectory, potentially reaching 1215.00. An entry near 1206.77 support with a stop below 1205.00 could be considered.
And Microsoft MSFT? Always a bellwether.
MSFT is displaying strong accumulation patterns on rising volume. Support is around 459.00, 457.50. Resistance at 462.00, then 464.50. It's likely to test that 462.00 resistance. A near-term target of 462.00, with potential follow-through to 464.50. Buying near 459.00 could offer a good risk-reward. Stop under 457.50.
Solid continuation plays. Now, for those looking to get in before the pop, any anticipation setups, or ants breakouts, as they're sometimes called?
Yes, looking at the ants, it's a bit more mixed across sectors. In tech, names like Akia and BWXT have seen recent volume surges near support, suggesting potential institutional interest. Healthcare and biotech, ARGX and CYBR, show resilience, consolidating with volume spikes on May 27th, hinting at a near-future breakout.
PTON and consumer discretionary also saw volume and volatility, right?
Exactly. And in resources, RGLD and GLD had minor upticks. But for specific ants likely to go up, BWXT is in a strong accumulation phase. PTON's recent volume surge suggests short-term upward movement, and ARGX has stable support with a volume uptick.
So let's break down BWXT. What are the levels there?
For BWXT, key support is around 121.30, 120.91. Resistance at 122.32, then 123.00. We're expecting price movement toward 122.00 to 123.00, assuming a break over that 122.32 resistance. An immediate swing target is 123.00, possibly extending to 124.00. Entry near 121.30 support with a stop below 120.91.
PTON has been a wild ride. What's the setup there for an anticipation play?
For PTON, support is at 7.46, 7.45. Resistance at 7.60, 7.65, then 7.75. Expect some volatility between 7.55 and 7.70, with a potential spike to 7.75 if momentum holds. Initial target 7.60, extended to 7.75. Entry near 7.46 support, stop below 7.40.
And ARGX in the biotech space?
ARGX has support around 578.68, 579.20. Resistance at 583.83, then 584.50, and 586.00. A possible upward move targeting the 583 to 584 range. A high confidence breakout could push it toward 586. Short-term aim 584.00, longer aim to 586.00. Entry near 579.20 support. Stop below 578.68.
Excellent. Time for some quick hits before we wrap. Any standout general news items from today?
Well, we've hammered the Trump/EU tariff delay, but it's crucial. Also reports that Japan is mulling trimming issuance of long-dated bonds that helped yields. And the EU agreeing to accelerate discussions with the US to avoid a trade war is also positive.
What about specific company news that caught your attention?
A few things. Abbott Labs, ABT, announced FDA approval for its Tendyne device, a first of its kind to replace the mitral valve without open heart surgery. AMC Entertainment had a record Memorial Day weekend for revenue. And Apple, AAPL Texas, will soon enforce age verification on app stores. And the governor signed an App Store Accountability Act.
Interesting. Block, formerly Square, also in the news.
Yes, Block, ticker XYZ Now, announced it will launch Bitcoin payments on Square. And on the political front, President Trump condemned President Putin for recent attacks on Ukraine and is considering additional Russian sanctions.
Lots happening. Any notable upgrades jumping out from the analyst community?
Definitely. Block, XYZ, was upgraded to outperform at BNP Paribas Exane with a $72 target. Cummins, CMI, got an upgrade to buy from neutral at Goldman, target $431. And Wingstop, 1G, was upgraded to buy from hold at Truist with a $400 target.
Those are some strong calls. And on the flip side, any downgrades we should be aware of?
A few. Prothena, PRTA, was hit with several downgrades to hold at Jefferies, perform at Oppenheimer, after their Phase 3 trial did not meet its primary endpoint. U.S. Steel, X, was downgraded to peer perform at Wolf Research and hold at Jefferies, and Deckers Outdoor, DEC, was downgraded to neutral at KGI Securities.
So wrapping up a strong day, what are the key takeaways for traders heading into tomorrow, May 28th?
The market sentiment is definitely cautiously bullish. Those key catalysts, the tariff delay, falling treasury yields, and strong consumer confidence, really set a positive tone. Sector leadership from technology and communication services is clear, suggesting a risk-on appetite. Traders should keep a close eye on key levels for the major indices. For SPY, support is around the 590 level, with resistance near 591.7. For QQQ, support is mainly at 520, a previous pivot area, and resistance around 521.7.
Excellent. Lots to watch and plenty of opportunities based on today's action and setups. Thanks for the insights.
Anytime. It's going to be an interesting session tomorrow, especially with those big earnings reports on deck.
Indeed it will. That's all for Next Day Prep. We'll see you next time. Trade smart, everyone.